This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hour. Maybe we should have some Christmas music here, Kara. It's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is out for the rest of the week. However, Victoria Keelan is back with us, thank heavens, and Victoria Jones is here as well. Ms. Jones, Ms. Keelan, Ms. Schillen at the controls in Washington at our studio there. The reason I want a little Christmas music is because, once again, a station, or actually two this week, have become permanent all Christmas music outlets for the 2018 holiday season. If you don't think Christmas is upon us, now you know that it is. This is...
I'm not ready for it, but I'll do it anyway.
How do you get ready for it at this point before? Although lots of people like to listen to the variety in the Christmas music because there's so much more variety than the 700, 800, 900 songs that are played in most playlists in most formats. So how many Christmas songs, how many different versions of the popular songs are there? Lots of them. So it's variety.
So let's see.
I do have a confession to make, and that is really? That I was in... Yes, I do. I was in Home Depot at the weekend buying carpet tape, and I walked over to the Christmas area to look at lights.
Did you buy some?
No, I didn't. I'm probably going to go to CVS.
I buy them at CVS, yeah.
But okay. Pre-Halloween Christmas, that just seems wrong.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
I know we've totally ignored Thanksgiving at this point, but pre-Halloween is a little much.
I didn't see, by the way, last night, I was out last night, and I didn't see that many people. I was in a few neighborhoods. I didn't see that many people doing trick-or-treating last night. For whatever
reason.
Yeah,
I had a couple of friends who were at home with candy, and they said at least for the first few hours, no one came by.
Nobody's around.
Whereas my sister in Baltimore said that kids came by on Monday trying to get candy. So I guess it depends what city you're in.
All right, so this is...
scam.
Well, the whole thing here, the Grand Rapids, Michigan, anyway, is where the conversion is today. Yesterday, Pasco, Washington had a station go all Christmas. So now it's going to be like tumbling dice. And they just all start.
Department stores, everybody flips the switch today. Is that your prediction? November 1st?
Yep, that's it. So just before we get to your story, Victoria, there's a woman making news today because she dressed up as Beyonce for Halloween. She's making news because she put on a black face, and the consequences were that she's been fired from her job as a nurse at a hospital in Kansas City, because her name is Shelby Heenan. She is a wife and mother, shared the picture of herself on Facebook, posing in the costume that Beyonce was wearing, and she was with her husband, who I believe is black. She's
so
out
wait,
of
did she
job.
Do blackface? Is that why there's...
She did blackface, yeah.
Why does that...
Well, that's the thing that's frustrating to me, is with a costume, you can wear a costume without having to do that part. Like, we were talking about, why did I just forget her name? Gabrielle, Dwayne Wade's wife, the actress, Gabrielle, she was in 10 Things I Hate About You, Union.
She was Gwen Stefani,
and she had the outfit, she had the blonde wig, she looked just like her, everyone knew who it was. You don't have to put white powder on your face, or black powder on your face, or whatever, for people to know what your costume is, so I don't really understand the point of it.
No.
Especially when you have to know at this point, unless you live under a rock, what the response is going to be. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why.
Whether it's just for fun or not, people don't have any tolerance for it, or at least the social media doesn't. And so there's no tolerance. Nobody wants to have the reflection on their business. That's why if you have Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, whatever it is, it's sad, actually, in a manner of speaking, because I don't see this woman was trying to do something that was negative or bad. She was trying to have some fun, but you can't do this anymore. We don't have any tolerance for this.
Well, I think there are some people who are ignorant, and I think there are some people who are sort of casually, racist is not exactly the word, but who are casually biased. And I say casually because it's so casual that they're not thinking about the consequences of their actions. And so it's casual, but it is nevertheless biased or racist to do that. So it's
who declares that, Victoria? Who decides?
I think the people against whom it is directed get to declare that.
But in this case, this woman wasn't trying to hurt anybody. She was just trying to have some fun. And her husband,
costumes, you can say the same thing, you know.
So let me ask you this question.
It's Halloween. We're just having fun.
Why is there not the same kind of groundswell of disapproval for the picture that's been floating around since earlier this week, the Kardashian sisters sitting for a photographer with their middle finger up, with the F-U, and all of them are expressing the same thing. It's a picture with everybody's middle finger.
I guess there's a difference in terms of history. I mean, it's vulgar or it's crude, and so I can imagine people not liking it because of that, but there's not a history of people being held back because someone did a middle finger. Yeah.
Well, but don't we think that's vulgar? What's the vulgarity of a black face versus the vulgarity
taste. No, it's totally two different things. One's completely culturally insensitive. The other is you just have no taste. You have no class. There's a big difference.
Well, we can say that easily for the Kardashians.
Blackface originated with people on stage, white people on stage dressing themselves up and putting on playing black people slaves, and also exaggerating black features and performing extremely crude, racist skits about them. That's what blackface was. That's why it is so appalling historically. Putting a middle finger up against everybody is just revolting. And I think the Kardashians really need to go and live a very quiet life somewhere in a monastery in Portland.
Good luck with that. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but it would be nice.
Right, I agree. I think everyone's just done with them now anyway, but yeah.
All right, Victoria, you are cooking and brewing on something. What's happening?
Well, it's a little bit of health news. So if you've ever been in an argument or if you've had a debate within your household, if you should take your shoes off as soon as you walk through the door, this new study may put you on one side or the other pretty firmly. If you do not take your shoes off, after 1 month, there's a professor of microbiology and environmental sciences at University of Arizona who has put out this new study. He studied the shoes of people for more than a month who walked into their homes and left their shoes on. And guess what is on the bottom of your shoe?
Dog crap.
All kinds of crap.
What, somebody studied the sole of someone's shoe? Is that what you're...
Yes.
Really?
He studied the bottoms of shoes for more than a month on a whole bunch of test subjects. He found 93% is something people do need to know about. 93% had fecal material on the bottom of their shoes. Now, this is everything.
Yeah, 100% on mine. Cow manure.
Well, there you go. Everything from pet waste from the ground outside, splashes from toilets and public restroom floors. If you're on an airplane and you're in the bathroom, that's not water on the floor. So there's lots of stuff that your shoes pick up. We all fly. We all know
that. And
those
of you who are dumb enough to walk around the plane in your socks.
Oh, my God. That drives me
insane.
Flight attendants say that's the grossest thing they see because they know what people are walking in. They said they also found E. coli, which is normally a pretty harmless bacteria. However, it can make you sick. It can cause diarrhea, urinary tract infections, respiratory illness, and pneumonia, among other things. They also said if you have any type of immune suppressive situation, if you are compromised, if you do not take your shoes off coming in, you can bring in all kinds of mold and allergens. So, and if you have small children who are constantly crawling around on the floor and sticking things in their mouth, if you do not take your shoes off in your house, your kids are literally eating poop.
Are we supposed to keep our shoes on then to protect ourselves? Because that's what I'm getting from this.
Yeah. Well, if you, in your own home, they say if you want to get an antibacterial doormat, apparently that can help remove some of the stuff on your feet. But you really should just kick your shoes off as soon as you get in the house.
No, it's good for building up your immune system.
Slippers, right? Not walk around with bare feet.
Slippers. No, wear your shoes.
If your house is really clean, and they say if you have carpet, then carpet, even though you may think it's cleaning the bottom of your shoes, carpet is worse because the bacteria can live in carpet so much longer than it can.
There's nothing worse than wall-to-wall carpet in anybody's home. That is deadly. That's horrible. But little
Well, and considering if you have wall to wall and you wear your shoes in the house, you're soiling your own rug with outside poop. It's disgusting.
Guess I'm gonna die, but somehow I seem to be the healthiest person on this show with my wall to wall carpeting. Because I'm here all the time, and I'm the only person in the on the show who like hasn't had to go to the hospital in the last week.
do you take your shoes off when you go in the apartment?
It depends. I do sometimes if they're tall boots, then sometimes I walk to my room. But what are you? So I know people. You take your shoes off and they leave them all by the door. I've got about 45 pairs of shoes.
I know.
So am I supposed to?
You can get a shoe rack.
I guess, but what if you have two roommates? Is it okay if you take them off and carry them to your room and then put them away in the closet?
As long as you're not tracking stuff all around.
Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I'm Andy Solomon. Worldwide, stroke is the number two cause of death. According to the American Stroke Association, black people, older adults, people with lower levels of education, and people living in the southeastern United States will have a higher stroke prevalence. Dr. Elijah Day Williams, spokesperson for the association.
Every second counts when someone is having a stroke. To spot the signs of a stroke, use the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T for time to call 911.
If you or someone you love has suffered a stroke, Dr. Williams says rehabilitation is key to recovery.
Post-stroke rehabilitation can help patients build their strength, capabilities, and confidence, potentially regaining skills and returning to independent living. Rehab can also help patients better manage other conditions they have, which may affect daily living or their risk for a second stroke.
To access stroke rehab tools for patients and caregivers, and for more information about recovery, visit strokeassociation.org/worldstrokeday.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Music time at 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. Every day during the hours of the program, we spend some time focused on music, some of the stars, what's going on with them. Such is the case with Sheryl Crow, who is in the background. Let's bring her in the foreground. You want to do that? Yeah. One of my favorite songs. Because I know the restaurant she sat in, Mel's. You don't know where Mel's is. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard next to the Jaguar Rover dealership. That's where she wrote this song.
Fancy.
Oh, yeah, right. Olympic skater and commentator Scott Hamilton gets to combine his big love, skating and music, for the third year in a row with his Scott Hamilton and Friends event in Nashville. It'll be November 18th. The event raises money for Hamilton's CARES Foundation. He'll be joined by Sheryl Crow and Christy Yamaguchi. Remember her? How many people remember Christy Yamaguchi? Raise your hands. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
skating legend, sure.
And it wasn't that long ago that she won, right? If I remember correctly. I'm trying to remember when she did win. All right.
It's been a while, but she's still big on the pro circuit, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, the event will feature many of the top skaters in the world performing to the music of Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, Styx Tommy Shaw, Mercy Me's Bart Millard, Chelsea Field, and Steve Cropper. What a great guitarist he was. I just have to remember the guy playing the guitar with Aretha in the Blues Brothers. That's Steve Cropper. Hamilton says it's a labor of love. The fact that I get to create and collaborate with Sheryl Crow on an event that raises money for cancer, which we both survived, which combines music and skating, it's amazing. I'm pinching myself. Sheryl says, I'm constantly telling people about this. It's not like any other night you can ever see because you're hearing so much great music and you have world champion skaters performing to the hits. It's a fun night. Just a great night for families, and it's great because it's great for a great cause. So, an event that you can definitely not miss. Don't miss it if you can get there. Musical lineup, something that thrills Ms. Crow, particularly a chance to perform with Steve Cropper. one of her musical heroes. She said, I grew up very close to Memphis. That sound really informed my sound. I took a lot from those early records, and to be able to work with him, he's really the architect of a whole genre of music. I think that's true in many ways. Cheryl also teases a surprise mystery guest, adding, this year, we have a great surprise, which we're not announcing. We have another great coming out. Yay! All right, so that's November the 18th, 2 weeks from this Sunday. Also, musically, a focus on Blake Shelton hitting the road with the artists who influenced him. His Friends and Heroes tour for next year, joined by veteran country acts John Anderson. Oh, he's great. Old John, he's been around forever, but lots of, he's a great old traditional country singer. Trace Adkins, the Bellamy Brothers. That'd be a good take, actually. This is a pretty good take. Lauren Elena is going on the road with him. He said, quote, I'm excited about my tour because it's taking me where I'm from and the music I listened to growing up, actually introducing it to a whole new audience. I can't imagine anything but John Anderson thing. This is a great time. Anyway, he says, I can't wait for one of my newer friends and heroes, Lauren Elena, to blow the crowds away. So the Friends and Heroes tour.
For him on,
has
on
she?
Tour. Yeah. She's from American Idol. I think she placed second in her season. But she's very, very good, and she has been doing well in the country world, which isn't always easy coming from a singing TV show.
Well, I would say she's mentioned in about 50% of the country stories that we do. She's always opening for someone or doing something, so I imagine she's going to blow up.
So that's good. And VIP tickets are available. They'll be able to meet Shelton and pose in his chair from The Voice, all that kind of stuff. By the way, The Voice is in its 14th season. I don't remember that. Been around since 2011, so they do two seasons a year. So that's the Blake Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying thousands of U.S. troops are scheduled to be deployed to the U.S. border with Mexico, perhaps by tomorrow. Detailing plans yesterday, the president insisted that people in Central American caravans won't be allowed to enter the United States.
We have about 5,008 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
Reports are the president's considering sending as many as 15,000 active duty troops to the border. The man accused of killing 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue last Saturday is to face arraignment today. Robert Bauer is now charged with 44 criminal counts, including federal hate crimes. A man charged for allegedly throwing a can of beer during yesterday's Red Sox World Series championship parade and damaging the World Series trophy. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi-yo, DJB Show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, and Kara Schillen. Jennifer off for the rest of the week. We proceed with people in the news. Oprah Winfrey up first here. She is going to campaign for Stacey Abrams, running for governor in Georgia. Oprah is endorsing Mr. Abrams. She says she'll join him in two town hall events this week, expected to do some door-to-door campaigning. The election next Tuesday. How many people do you know, all of you, go around the room? Kara, does everybody in your circle of friends vote?
I hope so. Most of them do, and if they don't, they haven't said anything about it, probably because they know they'll be shamed by everyone else. But
all right, so there's an activity in your group. This is a focused activity. People that you know will actually vote. And do you talk about the candidates who are running when you get together socially?
sometimes we don't do as much of that. I think people just kind of do the research and discuss for themselves. Some people, if they're, I mean, I have been talking about the governor in Maryland with some friends because I am trying to figure out who I'm going to vote for, because Larry Hogan, who's the governor in Maryland, is Republican, but he's also pretty much understands his constituents. It's a pretty liberal state, and so yeah. It's kind of this toss-up of who's the more important, what's the more important goal? Do you want Democrats? Do you want Republicans? And so it's, we have been talking about that, but it's more of a general discussion of when we're going out to vote. I know people who've already early voted, they've sent stuff in, or they're going out to the polls now. So that's more of a discussion of when people mm-hmm. are going to go versus who they're voting for.
Victoria Jones in Washington, you're in a circle, your company, the DC radio company, focusing a lot on political activity because that's the nature of working the radio in Washington. So when you get away from it, what do you and your friends talk about with regard to who to vote for, voting in general, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's an interesting mix because I've got a lot of friends who are not into politics at all, into more sort of spiritual related things. Some of them are voting. They're voting based on some of them are voting based on being actively engaged and concerned in the issues of our time. Others are voting based on the character of the individual. That most of those people are not voting based on party. Then I've got friends who are very politically oriented. They're voting. Got very few friends who are not thinking of voting. Those people, I'm telling, vote.
Yeah. All right. And in your circle, Victoria Keelan?
Yeah, in my circle, my friends have gotten more and more active over the last, you know, year and a half or so. And yeah. Most of my friends have been on the local scene in New Jersey, which is where we now live. They've been very active, canvassing door-to-doors, rallies, things like that. So it's very much on the top of mind for my whole group. Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting to go back to Oprah for a second. She's not really into politics outwardly. She did support Obama. Remember that before the 2008 presidential election? And then she made yeah. it clear the first couple of years she wasn't happy about what he was doing at all. But there were those who said that she brought him 1 million votes in the primary especially. So anyway, this guy, Stacey Abrams, says, I'm honored to have Oprah join me.
That's
for
a woman, Stacey Abrams.
Oh, is it?
Georgia.
Oh, I don't
yeah.
know.
She'll be the, if she wins, she'll be the first black female governor in the United mm-hmm. States.
So one wonders, is that why Oprah, is the question from many will be, whether it's superficial or not, is Oprah supporting her because she's black, because she's a woman, or because she's the best candidate for the job? Somebody's got to have asked her that question at this
I'm
point,
sure
or will.
Yeah. Well, the guy that she's up against, Jimmy Carter's been calling for him to resign, the guy Kemp. So apparently, and I don't know much about Georgia politics, but
either.
From everything I've read, apparently he's a bad guy. So
yeah.
I think that it's, you know, it's probably a combination of a lot of
things. So is this a safe, the other side of it, to look into Oprah, she doesn't usually do things that aren't safe. So is
right.
it a safe bet that she's in on this because she figures that Stacey Abrams is going to win?
I think, no, I think that there it's so close that I think she feels like she maybe will have some influence to push it over the to the other side in Stacey
yeah.
Abrams' favor. It's a very yeah. tight race.
Obama's
it's like a lot of people are going, you know, and supporting Beto O'Rourke against Ted Cruz. That race is also pretty tight.
Yeah.
So we'll have
but
to
then
see,
does it
know.
Get to be black and white? And does that break down our social fiber and fabric? Is it when it gets down? I mean, that we know a lot of people voted for Obama because he was black. Whether he was the best candidate or he wasn't the best candidate.
I don't know that you can say a lot of people
yeah.
voted for
well,
Obama
most
because
every black,
he was black.
In my circle of friends, and I have any number of...
I think it's more than that, though. It's not that they're just looking at him and saying, oh, he's black, I'll vote for him. I think it's the feeling that if he is the same from the same background as them, then he will have more of an understanding and he will cater more to them, which is something that is important mm-hmm. for all voters. You want a president that's going to cater to your needs. I think it's more
right.
than just being the
or any politician.
Yeah.
You'd like to think he's going to pay attention to what you think is important. That's true. Yeah.
Well, I think people vote for people that they see something of themselves in
but
that
here
person.
I am, Mr. Naivete.
Good or bad.
And I don't want to dig a hole here because we've got other things we've got to do, but I think it's such a shame that people do feel that way. How we've gotten to this point is obvious because there are a lot of racists, a lot of people who don't like other people because of the color of their skin or their religion or whatever it is that people use to separate themselves from others to make them feel better about themselves, when in fact there's no correlation to reality. It just is how you feel. And we vote on our feelings oftentimes more than we vote on facts. And especially with in this era where there's so many uninformed voters, my God, people just don't know what's going on. And they vote, you know, okay, so what's the story? Is this a woman, I'm voting for her because she's a woman? Or, oh, this guy's black, I'm voting for him because he's black. It's amazing, especially among the millennials.
That's not true. Statistically, the millennials are the... Well, I don't know how many millennials you're actually interacting with on a daily basis, but millennials in this election specifically are some of the most informed voters on a variety of issues.
Well, maybe we'll go across the board and just suggest that it is
a sad reality.
Yeah,
I take millennials out of that argument on in this case. Yeah. Yeah, it's not millennials. They're out there really looking at the issues. When you look at all those kids from Parkland on that tour bus, they are making sure everybody their age knows what the real issues are. So, I know everybody likes to blame millennials for everything, but
I don't think everybody likes that.
No, they do. Everything gets blamed on
millennials.
I've
got to move on. So, we're going to talk about Veterans Day, and I'm wondering, because it's coming up pretty quickly, now we're into November. It is also known as Armistice Day. Poppies have been important. Victoria, you have some background information on how poppies became associated with Armistice Day.
Yeah, it's a fairly grisly origin, actually, and it is the 100th anniversary this year of the end of the First World War, which is where Remembrance Day and Armistice Day came from. Well, they were a very common sight in the First World War, especially on the Western Front, because the soil that got in the fighting and all the shelling and, of course, naturally the dead bodies, the soil liked it. And because the soil liked it, because you're basically plowing it, the poppies flourished and they grew and grew and grew. So you got these fields of red poppies, even as you got this carnage of death. Mm-hmm. And the soldiers noticed it. And so when they came home, they noticed it. And there was this Canadian doctor called John McCrae who wrote this amazing poem. That's how it started.
You're going to read us the poem?
No, I'm not, because we got to go to a break. And
that's true. Yes, we do. And when we continue, we're going to talk about Veterans Day and the special significance to the American Legion for Armistice Day, for Veterans Day 2018, coming right up here on the DJV program.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Veterans Day 2018 approaching quickly. We've invited Brett Reistad to come join us. He's the national commander of the American Legion. 2 million members. I didn't realize the organization was that big. Welcome in. You are an Army veteran. Where did you serve?
Good morning, Doug. Yes, I served in the United States Army at Fort Myer, Virginia, in a unit called the 3rd United States Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard. And the Old Guard, as it's known, is the Army's official ceremonial unit and escort to the President. Mm-hmm. There I served with a platoon known as the Presidential Salute Battery and rendered honors at Arlington Cemetery to general officers and participated in Jimmy Carter's inauguration and other high-profile ceremonies.
All right, as we get close to Veterans Day, there are lots of issues. Don't even get me started on this. I would take over the interview. You wouldn't have any time because I think the outrage, one of the most outrageous, if not on the top of the list, certainly close to the top of the list, is how veterans fare in treatment from the government, which asks them to serve and then basically screws them and forgets about them when they come back. So what role is the American Legion playing in trying to change that reality?
Well, let me begin with a little historical background. The American Legion, when our service members came back from war, were very concerned about the fact that there were not enough resources in place.
This is after World War One, so because this year you're having your 100th anniversary, yeah.
Yes, and there were three disparate organizations in the U.S. government that weren't talking with each other very well, and the American Legion got active legislatively and were able to work with Congress to bring those three agencies together and form what was known as the United States Veterans Bureau, which is today the Department of Veterans Affairs. So mm-hmm. our role is that of a watchdog, and when we see the Department of Veterans Affairs doing well, we pat them on the back, and when we see that there are problems, we intervene as best we can to help them get back on track. There are folks that will say that the VA is the best health care system in the nation, and I think that there are going to be many veterans that agree with it, mm-hmm. but it's not perfect, and we focus our attention on the hospital system, that systems that don't work well. We believe that the VA system should be strong and should be supported financially. We think it's a system worth saving, and we are wholly against the idea of privatization. But we understand that there is a need to have a choice program that lets people go outside of the VA when there it is a necessity to do so.
So is this part of the GI Bill to get it taken from the public sector to the private sector, because there is so much controversy around how the total picture is taken care of here? There are some, as you've said, good VA hospitals and some that are not good. In my mind, they ought to all be the best, and they aren't. I don't see how you can argue that there is equal treatment for these vets. Isn't that the focus, or shouldn't that be the focus?
Well, that is a focus of ours as well. I mean, I would agree with you that the system's not perfect, but by and large, we hear probably more compliments on the system than negative comments, and we watch very closely as to how the system is evolving, how it's treating our veterans, and when we see that there are issues that need to be addressed, that's when we
get
action.
So let's talk about some of the other issues and not get stuck on this. Spend some time talking about other issues facing vets.
Okay. Issues would include, say, women's health care, veteran suicide. There are more than 20 suicides a day of our veterans around the country. Veterans homelessness is another issue. Privatization, as we talked about, of the VA is something that we've discussed. We're in the process right now of trying to shepherd through Congress the Blue Water Navy Act, which provides resources and disability benefits and medical treatment to those that served off the shores of Vietnam rather than just in Vietnam.
Inside, yeah. Where do people go for more information about the American Legion and what they're doing now, Mr. Rice?
You go to our national website at legion.org, or they can go to their local American Legion post for information.
Yeah. I always thought the American Legion was cool, frankly. I really always have thought that, even as a kid, seeing the soldiers there. All right, so legion.org, thanks to Brett Rystad here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Attention to what goes on the radio. As a matter of fact, in terms of health advice, if you need health advice, one place to check out is the new DJV Health News at djvhealthnews.com. You get the expertise of a lot of people who have studied a lot of medical devices, a lot of medical opportunities, djvhealthnews.com. Experts on this program, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, bless us every week with their knowledge. Dr. Ken, as perhaps you know if you're a devotee of the program, is a student of all of the journals, the medical journals, and he takes a lot of the stories. Some people think I over-explain this, Ken, but I like to give you credit for understanding some of the things and making it simple for all of us to understand some of the things in the medical news. For example, this week there are a couple of items from the vaccine department. The FDA has approved yet another flu drug. And I thought there was a new flu drug pretty much every year trying to adapt to whatever the flu of the season is. Am I not right?
No, that's the vaccine. This is a treatment for the flu. It's the first time in 20 years the FDA has approved a new treatment.
So it's a drug, not a vaccine.
Exactly. It's a single dose. What's out currently, you have to take 5 days worth, but this single oral dose, it's called Xofluza, X-O-F-L-U-Z-A. It's for the treatment of uncomplicated flu in the patients aged 12 and older, Doug, who have had symptoms for no more than 48 hours. Xofluza is a unique in that it acts to inhibit replication of the flu virus at a step much earlier than the current medications available. So it's a novel drug. The drug requires just one tablet, reduces and shortens the duration of bothersome symptoms, and may reduce risk of complications such as developing pneumonia. But it's important to call the doctor before 48 hours after the onset of symptoms.
All right, so why we hear all the time there's no cure for the common cold. Sounds to me like if you got a cure, and that's what this is.
Well, there's not a cure, it's a treatment.
So why would you use this for treating a bad cold?
Because it's a different virus.
The cold virus, if we identify the virus, why can't we find a cure for the cold then?
Talk to those who do research. Talk to the virologists, the people who study viruses. It's tricky.
All right. So I confuse this drug with the flu vaccines that we always talk about. There is a new vaccine on the market. Looks like I love the names they come up with. What is it? Shingrix? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Shingrix. This is really important. Anyone over 50 years needs to know about this. Anyone who has recovered from chickenpox, and that's about 99% of us.
I had shingles.
Develop shingles. Shingles are herpes zoster. It's caused by reactivation of the chickenpox virus. That's the varicella zoster virus. And it's mainly contracted by people age 50 and older. Almost one out of every three people will develop shingles sometimes in their lifetime. The news this week, Doug, is that the newer shingles vaccine called Shingrix is far more successful in preventing the infection compared with the older vaccine, Zostavax. The CDC recommends that healthy adults, 50 and older, get two doses of Shingrix. Two doses of Shingrix is more than 90% effective at preventing shingles and post-herpetic neuralgia. That's the most common complication from shingles. Zostavax, which is given in one dose, reduces the risk of developing shingles by only 51%. So there's a big difference.
Wow. Shingles, man, is no fun.
No.
I had it in my forehead. I think I knew you when I had it. It was early on when we became friends. But it was in my forehead, made me feel like I had something in my head trying to get out. It was awful. Ugh. Horrible. All right, let's talk about something that is very good for us to focus on. We're thinking about medical things. Let's think about what you put in your body. And when you think about what you put in your body, do you put good food into your body, good things into your body, or are you kind of sloughing off in that department? A way to fix the problem is to realize how good Texas Superfood Complete Organic is. Contains the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. The important thing is that these are organic and naturally grown. That's why the Texas Superfood Complete Organic powder and the pill is so much better than the average thing that helps to maintain or increase the value of your immune system. All organic. Texas Superfood Organic. Take one of these every day and it'll do wonders for your immune system. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to get Texas Superfood Complete Organic and their probiotic powder. Texas.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.